You're listening to Banal Leakage, episode 76. Hey, that's my podcast. Hey, more than half a year has passed since I recorded a podcast with a current event. Oh my God. So, I took a page from the recent return of the podcast, Hey, That's My Hummus, which they went 126 weeks between episodes. Makes my 27 weeks pale in comparison. So, yeah, I was going to play catch up, and I kept trying to play catch up all throughout towards the end of 2015. Got to the end of 2015 and said, you know, that's kind of ridiculous. And fellow listener Capgar, Kevin, agreed with me, and it was pretty adamant. So yes, Kevin, I was on the same page with you. Just needed to have a few months in 2016 before bringing this podcast back. So my goal is to do 2 episodes a week. So yes, I know that's, you know, having been missing in action since the last episode that I did record was the first week of December. That was episode 75. It seems to be a tall order, but you know, let's see how I fare this year. You know, let's call this a resurgence or a reboot, if you will, of this podcast. So, hey, that's my podcast. So, and now let's start the news. Okay, so I did say that I wasn't going to play catch-up, you know, which means, go through each episode from that was behind. But I do want to catch up on all the headlines. I'm just going to do go through all the headlines of some of the stories I would have covered in those episodes. So just kind of a catch-up here. So forgive me, Kevin, but, this is kind of my last thing here. So anyway, so here we go. Texas abortion restrictions. Franklin Graham switches pro-gay banks. California lawmaker says drought is God's punishment for abortion. Jeb Bush announces bid for U.S. president. Yep, he's out of it. So, 9 dead at Charleston church shooting. Very sad. Marriage equality comes to all 50 states. Very glad. Apple Music launches. Colorado teen birth rate fell 40% due to free birth control. Imagine that. 4 Marines and a sailor shot and killed in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Another shooting story. SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket explodes. Ashley Madison's site hacked and breached and data leaked. Bloom County returns after a 25-year absence, the Sunday comic. And they're daily, too. Cecil the lion is killed by a big game hunter dentist. Yeah, that was an interesting one. Jon Stewart leaves The Daily Show. Google splits itself into a larger entity called Alphabet. Disney announces new Star Wars lands for their theme parks. Josh Duggar details found in the hacked Ashley Madison data. Karma. TV reporter and cameraman shot dead in Virginia. Another shooting. Volkswagen caught cheating on diesel emissions. Tesla releases an SUV called the Model X. Justin Trudeau wins the election for Canadian Prime Minister. Terrorist attack Paris, over 120 dead. That was a very, very sad story. Former Subway spokesperson Jared Fogle gets 15 years in federal prison. Pedophile. Shooting kills 3 at a Colorado Springs Planned Parenthood facility. Another shooting story. My God. 14 killed in a mass shooting in San Bernardino, California. Yeah. Scott Weiland, former lead singer of Stone Temple Pilots, found dead at age 48. That was sad for me and for many fans of him. A Wu-Tang album bought for $2 million by Martin Shkreli, or how the fuck you say his name. Billionaire Sheldon Adelson buys Las Vegas Review Journal newspaper. And that's pretty much it. That's pretty much year in review, or the 27 weeks. So that should catch us all up on many of the stories that I had planned for the episodes I didn't record in the last half of 2015. And on to current news here. North Carolina passes, and the governor signs a bill reversing lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender protections. So on March 23rd, in a marathon session lasting most of the day, the North Carolina legislature passed a bill to override a Charlotte City ordinance that protected transgender citizens the right to use public restrooms and bathrooms that matched who they identified as. That same day... So the legislature passed the bill. That same day, North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory signed that bill into law, effectively nullifying the Charlotte City Ordinance. So their concern was that certain citizens had fear or whatever, you know, that they didn't want to share a restroom with someone who they didn't think belonged in that gender-labeled restroom. I've got news for you. Transgender people have been using public restrooms for many years now. So you've already shared a restroom with a transgender person. So get over your bigoted self, people. So that fear mixed with idiocy in the state legislature and added to the fear of this lunatic governor created a bill that forces transgender citizens to use the restroom that matches their genitalia. So this means that a man with a beard who identifies as a man but who was born a woman with a vagina is now forced to use a woman's restroom. Yeah, they think they were fearful before, you know. God, idiots. So this fear-based law doesn't help anyone who has already experienced bullying or shaming when trying to use a public restroom. So, yeah. So especially if they are in the process of gender reassignment. This is just plain wrong on the state to pass this law, allowing legal discrimination. It is legal discrimination, you know, I thought we'd gotten past all this. Well, obviously we haven't, you know. Many episodes that I've covered other news stories about, you know, how certain black people get treated and things like that. You know, this is just another example here. So on a positive thing here, there actually is a positive to not North Carolina, but this general story. Georgia and Virginia have vetoed similar laws. So they're both of their governors... had vetoed similar laws that would have, you know, discriminated against, you know, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender people, and their citizens. Especially so in the Georgia one, their governor had till May to decide if he wanted to veto it. A lot of companies, Salesforce, Apple, Google, Microsoft, tons and tons of major companies came out and said, you know, we're going to pull our business. We're refusing to do business. We're going to pull our resources. We're going to close down offices. We're going to take all the income-generating entities that we have in those states and pull it if you don't get rid of this bill. So, if the Georgia governor was just sitting on, like, oh, what do I do? You know, do I make my bigoted residents happy or do I do the right thing? It kind of was money-driven, but at the same time, those bills got vetoed. So this brings us back to North Carolina. North Carolina now faces similar backlash of businesses being pulled. You know, they have an NBA team. They have, it's just... there's a lot of companies that support inclusion and support equality that are starting to call for the governor to repeal this law. So, you know, we'll see what he does. I mean, right now, I think all their efforts are just falling on the deaf ears of a bunch of fear-based people that really have no clue what it's like to be different, you know, what it's like to... for these transgender people, what they're going through, and their citizens in their state, leave them alone. Stop trying to fear and worrying about what is going on in their lives. If you really want to be concerned with in their lives, treat them fairly. Treat them like you would treat anyone else. So, I guess we'll see what happens. But for now, that North Carolina, legalize discrimination. Thanks. And in our last news story for this returning episode here, every sperm is sacred. The Supreme Court of the United States of America revisits contraception coverage under the Affordable Care Act. So this has been an ongoing issue for many religious-based institutions and companies like hospitals, universities, and service organizations who feel they are forced to provide contraceptives to those covered under the Affordable Care Act, which there is a mandate under the ACA to provide coverage of contraceptives for free as part of the health insurance policies that people have. Turns out some religious people are against contraceptives. the logic escapes me of how someone could be anti-abortion and anti-contraceptive. Anyway, that's for another discussion someday. So the general concept of preventing pregnancy is what a contraceptive does, you know. So religious people don't like that. They're control freaks, and they're asking the government to allow them to be excluded from providing contraceptives to those people that are covered under the Affordable Care Act that work for these nonprofit and religious-based organizations, just so they can have a clear conscience, just in case their God gets pissed that they allowed someone in their employ to use family planning options. So, you know, this just seems so ridiculous and such a stretch of the physical logic of having a say over everyone that's part of their organization and what happens when they have sex. So to these religious people, they would prefer anyone engaging in sexual intercourse to only be the sole purpose of having a child. Yeah, no fun, no nothing, no concern for any health issues of a woman wanting to decide on her own when she has a child or not. Nope. It's all control, even if they don't pay a dime for any of it. Yeah, see, that's the other thing. None of their money's coming out of this thing, you know. Anyway, the Supreme Court have additional briefs that need to be filed by April 20th. So this creates an insane amount of work and effort and hoops to jump through to accommodate these religious-based places of business just because they want to control what happens in a woman's uterus. Illogical nonsense is what I call it. So we shall follow this and see what happens here. But for now, everything's embroiled and, you know, every sperm is sacred. Yeah, so... In my returning rant, it's another weather thing. Yes, sorry. I mean, I rant about the weather a lot here. So, you know, still cold here, even a week after spring starts. So, yeah, welcome to Utah, where the cold and rainy weather hangs on for dear life in the days following the official start to spring. The idea that we can't at least ease up from the cold to a bit warmer weather, you know, like today. I'm recording this. Today is April 3rd, 2016. The weather's 70 degrees out. It's nice. And hopefully the spring will be nice, you know. And I, you know, so, you know, as the temperatures increase like today, you know, but last week we had snow and ice and cold and freezing, and it was ridiculous. Like the high on, I think last Tuesday, I think the high was like 44 or something like that. It's just insane, you know. Anyway, so, you know, it's what happens here in the Beehive State. I tend to look forward to summer. Most of you know this, as my love of warmer weather is very evident and something that I'm often discussing. So I do. Can't wait for summer. So spring snow storms continue to happen here, like I said, last Tuesday. You know, yeah, crazy. Rainstorms here in Salt Lake are you know, the temperature just drops. Like, it could be, you know, for example, today, 70 degrees, really nice outside. This Tuesday, you know, it could be dropped to 40 degrees, you know, and or even colder at night, you know, below freezing. And then it rains, and then it's freezing rain, and then it's cold. And this is spring. This is spring here in Utah, so... You know, and I don't mind rain. I just wish it were warmer. I don't like the bitter cold rain. You know, I like warm rain. You know, I mean, we don't live in a tropical climate, so I can't really, you know, we live in the mountain range. You know, somehow I forget this whenever the rain gets cold. So it makes it hard to put away the winter coat. You know, it's like, well, hey, today I don't need a coat. I was outside in t-shirt and shorts. But when the cold temps come back for those days or whatever, the spring snows or whatever, you know, hey, I expect me to complain. So when it's warm, I'm a happy camper. That's for sure. And this week's shameless plug, yes, it's another weather thing. So, no, I'm not phoning this one in. I'm actually live on the microphone. Can't wait for summer and warm weather to start. Yes, so every year after dealing with months of winter cold and many weeks of spring cold, snow, and rain, I always look forward to summertime. So here in Utah, it's pretty short. The season is supposed to be from Memorial Day to Labor Day. What we end up usually getting for warmer days in the low 80s happens probably around the end of June, and then it goes away about a week or so before Labor Day. Labor Day, like, the temperature just drops. It's weird, you know. It's like a light switch, you know. So for a season that's my favorite to only last barely more than 2 months, I try and embrace it as much as I can, for sure, you know. So, yes, so we get some warmer days here and there before the official start of summer on June 21st. You know, see, just barely turned spring, but I'm already looking forward to summer, huh? But they are not consistent days, and normally we get several windstorms that lead up to the summer. And yes, we get several windstorms during the summer that turn into rainstorms. Temperatures could be 80 degrees, and then, you know, if you're near the mountain range or anything like that, you know, temperature drops to below 50, you know, and it rains, and you're caught, and unless you're smart like I am over the years and just always carry a coat with me most places. But, you know, so, you know, regardless of those times when that does happen, I still look forward to the warmer days, because before you know it, summer is over and the cold weather looms as fall turns. And now fall has some nicer days here too as well, but I look forward to summer. So yes, I'm dealing with spring, hoping more nice days like today. It's 70 degrees here in Salt Lake City. I really like these days. I hope we have more, and it could rain all at once, but you know, summer. Can't wait for summer. Gotta get back in time. Want to leave feedback? Email podcast@banalleakage.com. Thank you for listening. And as always, if you can't be specific, just be random.